Hey Camp Greenville, today we're diving into an exciting topic that blends business and technology, how we use AI at camp. Joining us is none other than Corey Harrison, Vice President of Overnight Camping. He's here to share insights into how artificial intelligence is enhancing the camp experience while keeping our mission and values front and center. From streamlining operations to creating more time for what matters most, we're exploring how AI is making an impact behind the scenes. Let's dive in. All right. Well, thanks, Corey. Thanks for sitting down today to talk about AI. It's a really hot topic, and it seems like every single time I open my phone, there's something new about AI. So I wanted just to go over some quick facts that when I was researching this topic, I was like, this is really interesting, and I just kind of want to like see how you feel about it.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So through like business adoption, over 80% of companies are starting to adopt AI into their business models and how they're growing and just functioning as a business. And then also, according to the AI overview, it says that in the executive perception, a majority of C-level execs believe that AI is crucial for driving business growth. So I thought that was funny because it's like AI is saying that these C-level.
Yeah, well, it's like AI is self-promoting at some time.
Yeah, and I was like, that's kind of funny, but
I'm not surprised, and I would definitely find myself in that group of C-level, executive-level people who believe that AI needs to be integrated into your daily processes and the work that you're doing in your organizations, and certainly that's true for camp. I'm shocked that it's only 80% of companies that are integrating it right now, because I think it is an incredibly valuable resource. I would imagine, though, that of the 80% that are actually using it, it's probably more like 20% are using it well. The process you described of using Google and it just giving you an AI answer is probably how a lot of organizations view, oh, we're using AI because, look, it showed up in the advanced Google search, or maybe we've used ChatGPT as our new Google. And I think AI has the ability to go far, far beyond that. And so I think it's pretty crucial. I've told some people in different settings that AI isn't coming for anybody's job. People who know how to use AI are coming for your job. And there's a difference.
That's interesting. Yeah. I guess it's a question of like, it's not going anywhere and we can't reject it. And I like to think of, I heard on another podcast about, you know, this is the cycle. A new technology comes, there's like this group of people who wants to reject it and not use it, but then we end up using it anyway. So like,
yeah. You
think about computers or calculators even, it's like, oh, we're not going to use calculators, but today, like, why not, you know?
Yeah, and we still use calculators. We just use them differently than they were originally designed for. And you know, the skeptics are right. There is a criticism out there that it's a new technology that comes along and it's going to fade away just like some other random technology did, like Microsoft Zoom or something like that, that we just don't use anymore. I would equate this more to communicating via text and phone, and that it's here for the long term. You know, very seldom do we communicate by fax anymore, a fax machine. Nobody communicates by, sending out Morse code, right? Like the forms of communication has changed. And AI, I believe, has that longevity to determine how we're going to do business. And that gets really tricky for a camp like ours that wants to embrace technology, embrace what's there in the tools that AI can provide, whilst also still providing that personal touch that so many of our parents and visitors are looking for.
You know, you hear camp and you don't think AI. Could you go into like how camp uses AI?
Yeah, as a principal, camp generally, outside of a few specialized camps, are technology-free, screen-free. It's one of those things that a lot of camps pride themselves on. And at Camp Greenville, we follow a bit of that same pattern. We want to provide a screen and technology-free environment for our campers. To be able to do that in creative ways, in inspiring ways, in ways that require in incredible amounts of passion and energy, that's how we want to show up for our campers and our families during our family camp programs and our summer camp program. Having said that, they are exhausting jobs to pull off. Camp is hard. We will work for 97 days straight without a single day off. 97 days throughout the course of leading into the summer. Radios on and going off at 2 a.m. and long hours. And so we will work 80 to 100 hours a week during that 97 days, but we'll worry another 50 hours on top of that. So we'll work 100, but we'll worry another 50. And so it's exhausting to keep that level of energy and creativity throughout the year when we are planning camp and we're operating camp. We cannot expend energy and creativity on things that don't directly impact the camper. It means that we have to embrace the technologies, the systems, and in this discussion, the AI that is there to take away some of those. It means not taking notes in a meeting when the AI note takers are more accurate than the human being, right? And if we aren't putting our energy into those small tasks throughout the year, it means we're storing that energy up to deliver it to the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kid that comes in the camp. And so that's why I think we are really interested in implementing systems and technologies that help simplify that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about like that being AI.
Yeah, when I was recently, I recently got my master's degree, and in one of the classes I took, I can't remember what business class it was, but we did one of those things where you make the four squares on the box, or four squares on a paper, and it's like good at doing, like doing, not good at doing, don't like doing, and you start rating where the different tasks fall within your scope, and you want to spend your time on the things that you're good at doing and you like doing, and you want to task out, whether by delegation or in this case delegation to AI, the things you don't like doing and aren't good at. And this becomes really important. I am great at initial thoughts. I am not great at grammar. So why spend all of the energy in getting myself frustrated at fixing grammar when something can already do that for us? You know, why not just use the AI functions in Grammarly, right? Like, it is there as a tool to take those things off your plate. So I think it's good to do the menial tasks, the small things that you love to do and you're good at doing, and not waste your time on those other things. So if your calendar is out of control and it feels like your calendar is controlling you and you're not controlling your calendar, use the tools that are out there. That's the delegation. And the ability of AI goes way beyond using it as Google.
Like, just thinking about AI and how people are skeptical about it, do you think that sometimes the unawareness of AI when people are hesitant, or do you think it's more of a, I don't know if prideful is the right word, but more of a, I don't need something not human doing my work when humans have always done it. Like, what do you think is the hesitancy? Because you make it sound very practical, and like, why wouldn't you? Like, no brainer.
Yeah, it's definitely how I look at it, as a tool in the tool belt. Not the only tool in the tool belt, but a tool and a power tool. At that, it's not just a screwdriver. It's like the power screwdriver, you know, that is there. And so, yeah, I do look at that. Why people are skeptical, I don't know that I could jump in from an educated standpoint and presume that. What I can say is maybe the one or two people that I've talked to about this say that they fear that they will lose their own personal edge in things like creativity, learning how to write, learning how to do the tasks themselves if they're tasking it out. And it's a valid concern. For me, I want to find my ways to be sharp in other things. I don't think it's stealing that opportunity away. You're just finding better ways to, different areas to put your own creativity in. And it goes back to what we said at the beginning of, if I don't have to use my 10% of creativity today to focus on how I'm going to craft this email, then I can use that 10% of energy to something else, or I can use 5% of it for something else and 5% for refining whatever the AI puts out to me, because I want to personalize it. And I don't think in any way I want it to come across like the way that we embrace AI is done so that we can no longer have personal contact with people. We believe it's important. It's why we don't have chatbots right now on our website, because we want a parent to call us. We want to hear their voice. We want to answer their specific questions. But there are ways to do things in a way that simplifies your life. I think about the complexity of having 350 campers at Camp Greenville in 17 activities open at one time. Who goes where? Who goes what? What's open? How do I manage the staff? Who's covering this? Where are the land lifeguards? That is a complex matrix that gets done in some sort of document like Google Sheets or Excel document. I don't actually know which one we use, but it's done in something like that. There are formulas that are deeply ingrained in the Excel and Google Sheets world that would be very handy to simplify that process, to figure out that data, how many kids and the percentage of kids that are using a particular activity, and are you wasting a staff member by even having that activity open when the thing that we really need is more archery targets because there's too many people going. How do you know that? You dig into the data, and that's where AI will search all of that data for you and pull out the things that you ask it to pull out. Why would you spend all your time Googling for Excel formulas and trying to figure it all out and looking at the data yourself when it can be easily broken down to you? And I think that's the areas where it can come in very handy for us as a camp, and the way it does come in handy for us.
I hear you break it all down and it's like, oh yeah, I'm totally on board. Like,
I hope so, because yeah. I feel like there's a fear that if we're not on board, we become inefficient. Mm-hmm. And right now, I feel like my love language is efficiency. I think a lot of that is where AI is going to take us. If you do not have the ability to embrace that and use it, I fear that you're going to become so inefficient that you might become ineffective at what you do at your job. And so at Camp Greenville, we're going all in on the tools that are here for us today. And if the tools change tomorrow, great. Then we will pivot and adjust and adapt. We don't change our core values. We're still about building confidence and connection and character in kids. We're still about caring, honesty, respect, responsibility. We're still about screen-free experiences, connecting kids with the nature and with their creator. That's what we do at Camp Greenville. But what allows us to do that really well is that we're efficient the other 9 months when we're not doing those things.
You know, there's like a timelessness to authenticity. And so I think as long as, you know, a company or a business holds on to that and stays authentic, the tools that come along are just only going to help them be more successful.
Yeah, and don't allow AI or technology to make you inauthentic. They can be your brand and your voice. The big part of this, and the thing I would want to convey to any of our parents who are listening, who are in business, is that the embracing of these types of tools and AI and ChatGPT and Google and all of the different things that Apple and Apple Intelligence now that's in there, all of these things are so that we can provide a better, more personal, screen-free, non-technology experience to the children. Because that's what we want to do. And to do that, we're going to do 9 months really well for those 3 months. We're going to do 9 months efficiently using all the tools at our disposal so that we can be fully engaged with kids for the other 3 months.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Hey Camp Greenville. A big thank you to Corey Harrison for sharing how AI is shaping the future of camp. It's amazing to see how innovation can help us focus on building connection, confidence, and character. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know your thoughts. We'll see you next time.